give you a free cup of whipped cream if you claim it's for your dog. Now, people ask for it and then give it to their kids to eat. Some people think it's taking advantage of Starbucks. Starbucks put out a statement saying they're fine with it. I guess as long as you come in, the adults are going to buy that $10 coffee and the kids will get a free pup cup. Huh? 7 o'clock on the Noggin News Time. Then we're talking Sam and Arama here at WRJN.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden has taken the wraps off major reform proposals for the presidency and the Supreme Court this morning. Among them, term limits for high court justices and overturning presidential immunity. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Chief Justice Roberts is not going to be happy, and I'm not sure how many of the justices will publicly approve. The high court believes that the separation of powers grants the court institutional independence. They will see this as a power grab.
Mr. Biden is expected to detail the plans when he marks the 60th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act in Texas today. With just 99 days to go until the election, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are working hard to try to win over undecided voters. CBS's Jared Hill.
This week, Trump's campaign heads back to Pennsylvania for the first time since that assassination attempt. Meanwhile, Harris is taking a tour of the South, stopping in Georgia and Texas.
Harris edges the former president in a new poll. Her campaign says it's raised a record $200 million. There's global pushback as Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro and the opposition candidate both claim victory in a weekend presidential election.
Nicolas Maduro Moro, presidente reelecto!
Maduro claims he's won a third term. The U.S. and its allies are not so sure. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tokyo.
The international community is watching this very closely and will respond accordingly.
He said there are serious concerns about the announced results, and election officials there should immediately share their information publicly. China and Russia have both congratulated Maduro.
Correspondent Cammie McCormick. In Northern California, firefighters are facing new challenges as they rush to try to extinguish the flames of the seventh largest wildfire in state history. Jasper Fire Chief Matthew Conti.
Pretty overwhelming. It was hard to kind of put that in the, on the back burner and make sure that we were still performing and doing our jobs to protect what we could.
French officials have announced an arrest in an arson attack on high-speed rail lines ahead of the opening ceremony at the Olympics Friday. CBS's Wendy Gillette from Paris.
An ultra-left activist was arrested over the weekend at a site of the National Rail Company, SNCF, in northern France, according to local media. A police source tells AFP the suspect had access keys to the company's technical areas, tools, and far-left literature.
New report from the American Academy of Pediatrics issues a warning on tongue tie surgeries for babies. The research finds severing the tissue under the tongue only helps a small fraction of newborns having a difficult time breastfeeding. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A canine and a drone were brought in, but the guy that drove his truck into a Kenosha County motel Saturday night is still on the run. The pickup truck driver ran off after crashing into the Silver Lake Motel Saturday night. That led to a response and search by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department and Salem Lakes Fire and Rescue. The suspect, described as a younger white man wearing black shorts, got away despite efforts involving that canine and the drone. The motel sustained damage and there were no injuries. At first, a $75,000 cash bond was set for the former Racine teacher accused of having illicit images of children. On Friday, the bond amount for James Broatsman was knocked down to $5,000. In the change, Judge Timothy Boyle also instituted a $45,000 signature bond. It's in connection to 7 counts of possession of child pornography. Broatsman had been a teacher at Racine's Prairie School. TMJ4 has a story about people in Racine being upset after being billed for sidewalk repairs completed 3 years ago. It's reported that after that delay, the city says payments are now due within 2 months or interest starts to kick in. TMJ4 reporter Jenna Ray brought the concerns to city officials who admitted the delay but have provided little clarity on the issue. And almost 700,000 people were in the Oshkosh area for the EAA. The Plain Fest wrapped up yesterday with officials saying the economic impact could be north of $100 million. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Braves are back in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the Atlanta Braves tonight at American Family Field. Colin Ray on the mound for the Crew. The Brewers with a 6-2 win yesterday to avoid being swept by the Marlins. Tobias Myers giving up a home run to Miami on his very first pitch of the game. Pat Murphy and how badly they needed the W.
Yeah, it was much needed, much needed. I thought the pitching, too. I thought Tobias didn't have his best stuff, didn't have his best outing, but he's been great for us all year and did get through four. Or with, you know, give up one run.
NFL, Packers putting on the pads over the weekend, and yeah, there was a few camp fights at practice yesterday. Matt LaFleur.
Football's an emotional game, and sometimes tempers do flare, but more than anything, I just want guys to compete and keep each other safe.
Did you address it with them in a meeting Friday?
Every day. Every day.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I'm pretty dumb. Here's a story. I can prove it. If I need to, like, I prove it. Like, everybody's like, no, we don't need proof. Here's my proof. Is when I was 15, my first job was in Nashville. It was at Opryland Theme Park. And I'm sitting eating lunch, and this couple sits down, and we start talking and stuff. I was like, I'm Nate. And the guy's like, I'm John. This is my wife, Jane. And their last name was Doe. So it was John and Jane Doe. And I was just like, that's the craziest thing. Like, what are the odds of that, you know? Like, that's so crazy. Cut to earlier this year, I'm 35, I'm driving, and I'm thinking about John and Jane Doe. And, you know, I was like, I bet they were lying to me about that. That's how long it took, 20 years, for me to catch on to a joke they wouldn't remember saying. I don't think they would remember it. They'd be like, maybe we did that? Well, it worked. It worked so good. I tried to Google them, because I was like, maybe they're not lying, you know? I'll find them and go talk to them. But I'm sad to report they were murdered. Yeah. 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 It's not good.
Eight days a week.
a week, the Beatles, the WRJN local news and timeless hits on a Monday. And we're just a week away, a week past when Salmonorama closed the books on another great year. Josh Sopchak is here. I'm saying it right, right?
You're saying it right.
Josh Sopchak is here. Without the captain.
Yeah, no, Lily needs time to sleep today.
You left your captain home today. All right. And he's the president of Salmon Unlimited, which is in charge of Salmonorama. The big festival was brought back this year. All the fish are weighed. The prizes were handed out.
And no, not necessarily.
Almost handed out. Well, you know who's going to get them.
We do. We do. At this point, we're collecting.
But then the paperwork.
And W-9s and affidavits. And
you think people would want to get that done instantly?
Well, you got to remember, though, this is how many ports around the entire lake?
I would have it filled out, ready to go.
most of these guys didn't expect to win.
I don't think well.
We all want to win, but there's only one.
Yeah, but how long does it take to fill out a W-9 form? I used to fill those out.
Not long. We've had some turned in, but, again, we want to tighten things up, make sure that we've got...
Well, if I knew $50,000 was waiting for me, I think I'd get the form, fill it out, and drive it over.
I will not comment whether the grand prize winner has inputted his information yet or not.
When are we going to find out?
Well, I could tell you who our grand prize winner was.
All right, let's find out. Who won the $50,000?
Chris Detray. He's out of the UP, I think out of the Ironwood area of the UP, and happened to weigh in at Blades Tackle on the far eastern end, right where Green Bay kind of meets the waters of Lake Michigan. And that is one of our newer ports this year, but he weighed in 32.34 pound fish at Gladstone at Blades Tackle.
Now, I'm not a fisherman. Is that big, 32 pounds?
It's not by our scale. I would say it's a typical. We've had this tournament won from anything in the last few years, 30 pounds up to 35, 36 pounds. Back in 2010, we had a world record brown trout, over 40 pounds caught just off Wind Point to win it.
Is it hard to reel in a 30 pounder, especially when they're fighting?
They go where they want to go. For the first, they will run line out on you, and you're doing your best to not lose them, to not break a line, and not let them tangle into your other spread. You'll see some other guys in the boat pulling in those lines so that you're dedicated to just that one fish at that point.
Now, I don't know much about fishing, but can they break the line fighting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're typically running 20, 25-pound monoliters, and these Chinook salmon... You could use their teeth as hacksaws on a 2x4.
Really?
Yeah, they've got a nice pronounced set of teeth on them.
Wow, they bite.
They don't. I wouldn't say they bite, but
teeth.
Okay. I wish I'd taken a picture of I had a great lure that we picked up recently, and the first strike that we got on it, it tore the split ring and the hook off. I'm not gonna say the manufacturer because I was disappointed with the quality they used, but it left teeth marks down the face of the lure. They tore through the paint and left teeth marks down it.
Wow.
Something out of a horror movie.
Yeah. It does sound like that movie Piranha.
Yeah.
Years ago. Okay, so that's the big $50,000 prize?
Correct,
But there were a lot of other prizes, too.
Oh, absolutely. Every division, there's five boat divisions, and from there, they progress down 2,000, 1,500, 1,250, 900, we'll say, for the top five places. The first place in each division, on top of the 3,500 cash... So just to be clear, the grand prize winner, every one of the five divisions gets a $3,500 cash prize, a Yamaha 9.9 kicker motor, beautiful motor, and in this case, the grand prize winner, the largest fish of the entire tournament, gets the additional cash to total up to $50,000 in cash and prizes. So this gentleman won $46,625 and a Yamaha 9.9 motor.
Those are nice prizes.
And that's only the boat division. The boat division had those top five.
Now you have an offshore division where people...
Yeah, that was the offshore. We also have a shore division. We have a perch division. We have our youth divisions. We had our master angler. There are, if you download the Salmonorama app, you can actually go through the results. You don't even have to create a login or anything. You can go through the standings and results for each of these fields and see who is atop the leaderboard, both in our community and lake-wide.
Prize for the person who caught a fish with their bare hands.
you leave that one to the DNR. We're not touching that. We did not condone.
You're not allowed to do that?
No.
Really? When I first moved to Wisconsin, I didn't know anything about the fishing, but I remember spearfishing was a huge deal up in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And the indigenous people wanted to have spearfishing allowed, and the state didn't want it, didn't want spearfishing. They eventually got it. It passed. But I didn't realize that was such a big deal, catching a fish with a spear.
There are a lot of methods. There are very traditional methods for our indigenous populations in the area. There are, you know, other states allow different things. You want to see something odd, look up power lining in Illinois. They use a fire extinguisher or an air compressor to rifle out of a PVC tube a weight to shoot their line off the shoreline way out deep.
Wow. And then, you can't do that?
Not in Wisconsin. No. In Illinois, they power line in certain areas. Wisconsin is not permitted.
How does it even come up for discussion?
I think it's a cool sounding idea.
I know. You know? But who came up with this idea to use a fire extinguisher to blow the line out into the...
You know, fishermen are an odd species. You know, we are very creative when we see a problem in front of us.
My favorite fishing movie is A River Runs Through It with Brad Pitt. You ever see that movie?
It's yeah, I think fly, when I was like two or three. No,
it's about fly fishing.
It is, yeah.
And his entire life, he can do all the wisdom in the world through fly fishing. His father taught him how to do it. And that's everything he learned in life is through fly fishing.
Yeah. Which this definitely brings us a sense of peace. Other than the individuals who are working hard in the back end to get these documents collected and the payouts done and answering all the questions that filter in at the end of the tournament, beyond the administration of the event, there's a lot of people that gain their calmness and their serenity through getting out and fishing.
Now, that little pool you had for kids.
Yes. Kids fishing pond.
Prizes?
Yes. Yeah,
oh, really?
They were blown out in the first couple days, and we had to get a second set for the second weekend. But, we had way more fish caught than the hatchery where we received the fish from told us that we would. They thought the water would be too warm and the fish would shut down. All first Friday, all Saturday, and half of Sunday, they were lights out. Kids were catching fish.
Good.
They calmed down a little. We still had prizes through the week. It was just more of, we'll say bait and more casual prizes, keychains and such. But we did try to get a second donation for the second weekend and had that ready. So it was a great success.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about the festival itself, how that did. I have some... not trivia questions, but we'll talk about some of the biggest fish ever caught before on Lake Michigan and around the world.
Oh, boy.
One of them really shocked me. I don't know how you catch a fish like this. Anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. By the way, in the movie, what movie was it? It was Spencer Tracy. They showed a sailfish being caught. Now, it was stock footage. I think it was The Old Man and the Sea was the name of the movie. And they showed footage of a sailfish being caught. I can't imagine going through something like that. Now, again, it was stock footage. It wasn't Spencer Tracy catching the fish. But we'll talk about all that stuff coming up in just a moment. 718 WRJN, local news, Timeless Hits. And Josh Sopchuk is here. He's the president of Salmon Unlimited with the just wound up Salmonorama Festival in Racine. More coming up in a moment.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bottle. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-660-1771. That's 800-660-1771. 800-660-1771.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549. Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hi, WRJN. Josh Sobchak is here. He's the president of Salmon Unlimited. Is this like a, they do Salmon Arama, by the way. They put on Salmon Arama. Is this like a rotating presidency or you get to keep the job?
I don't think I was allowed to leave the role.
Okay.
More critically, too, you know, Jim LaFortune's been running the chairman role for the event and really driving that force. And he's been in it for, I want to say, as I understand, it's over 10, maybe 12 years. You know, and again, he's the one that does a lot of the behind the scenes work with, Michelle Dawson at his side, in running the administrative portion of this and helping get things out at the end of the year.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. You know, the between the board, the Salmon Arama committee, and, you know, those names I mentioned, Jim and Michelle, we give them a lot of credit. There's a lot of people that put effort into it. Paramount would be those two.
Just playing music on the radio sucks the life out of me. Could you imagine? Could
you imagine? Hey, you know, I'm going to use this as an opportunity for a plug. We are looking for additional people to get involved.
For next year.
Yes. Yeah. And you can find me either through messaging the Salmon Unlimited Wisconsin Facebook page or by emailing me at josh@suwis.org. But we certainly need some people to help with the Jim and Michelle team that is really closing this thing out. On an annual basis, the lead up and the closeout, you know, people forget about that. They think of the 10-day event. They think of maybe the 2 days before setting up. But this is a month's long. With
it's,
an
it's like the Macy's process. Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes.
The day after the parade, they said they start on next year's.
You know what tonight is? Tonight is our meeting where we start talking about what went right, what went wrong.
Yeah.
What are we going to change and planning for next year?
The postmortems.
It is. So, yeah, if you're looking to get involved in a great nonprofit that wants to do things for the community, reach out to me. We're looking for help, you know, particularly people who have the time during the day, during the week, retired individuals or those who are more flexible to help with some of this administrative stuff in the back end.
Okay. All right. So the fish, this is a fish. Now I put in here, what's the biggest fish caught in Lake Michigan?
Yeah, I'm eager to hear this because I had two thoughts. One was the 48-pound king that this kid caught 2 years ago on a
not
charter.
Even close.
Yeah, and then it made me think of lake sturgeon. We've got lake sturgeon.
It is a lake sturgeon.
Okay.
193 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was caught in 1974 by Joe Maka Jr. That says Sheboygan's Mullet Lake.
Yeah.
And 193-pound lake sturgeon. It beats that 30-pounder.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, the biggest fish ever caught, ever in history, recorded. 1959, Alfred Dean caught the largest fish on record ever. He caught a great white shark that weighed more than a ton off the southern coast of Australia using a porpoise for bait. Oh, I don't like that at all. Using a porpoise for bait, he set all the tackle world record with a 2,664-pound fish.
I'd like to see the size of that hook.
Just watch the movie Jaws.
Yeah. I think he needed a bigger boat. Yeah,
you'll see.
Oh, man.
And they caught it.
No doubt.
How do you pull in a 2,000? You need a machine to do it. A human can't do it.
Well, that's what I was curious. You said all tackle. So does that allow for electronic reels?
He set the all tackle world record. Yeah. I don't know what that means.
So there are different world records that are based on weights of tackle, because some of these guys will pull in a 40-pound fish on 4-pound test line, which sounds incredible, but they just keep working that fish and that drag and wearing them out until the point that the fish yields and they're able to net them.
Well, that's what happened in that movie I told you, The Old Man of the Sea. He just kept waiting him out till the fish got so tired that he just pulled him in. And he did it with a regular fish line. It was a movie.
Cool movie, right?
Yeah. And you said in the movie The Equalizer, they told the story of The Old Man of the Sea with Spencer Tracy pulling in that.
Yeah. Yeah. He just says that he gets the fish and that the fish had been eaten on the way back in as he towed it. So there was nothing left but bones.
Okay, so let's talk about the fun part, the people who don't fish.
The festival.
The festival, the music, the beer. You have cheese curds?
We did.
Okay,
oh
cheese curds.
Oh, my gosh, did we have cheese curds.
I didn't see you bringing any last time or this time, but that's okay.
No, we only serve them fresh.
Okay. You know, I just bought cheese curds at the Racine County Fair the other day.
Yeah.
You know what a little thing of cheese curds cost?
And they weren't even our fried cheese curds. Those are probably just chilled cheese curds.
$13.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, I'll have two orders, $26. I want two orders, $26. And I said, I'll take one order. How much? $13.
Well, to be honest, I don't know the size of the order. I've seen a small cup full in your hand.
It was a cup.
Okay, yeah. We had a cone and we had a boat, and the boat was $12.
No, this boat, it wasn't a boat.
Okay.
This was a dinghy.
Yeah. Probably the equivalent. Well, you know, that was, county fair, state fair, Summerfest, any of these food vendors that are out there, they get charged 15-20% of their revenues just to be there.
I know, but it used to be like $5 or $6 a few years ago, and it went to 13.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the, there's probably financials that drive that need.
Yet, we went to one of the Future Farmers or the 4-H booths for a root beer float. They gave a giant cup of ice cream filled up to the brim. With a bottle of Mug's Root Beer for $4.
Oh, yeah, that's a good value.
Is that the bargain of the century? You can't get that in. You can't get a bottle of water at State Fair for $4.
Yeah, yeah.
That, my wife said, this is like, I've never seen a bargain like this before. Of course, you know, you're dealing with 4-H and Future Farmers, and out there to show, you know, a profit. But, wow, what a deal.
Yeah, the financials are different for each of those events, so...
Yeah.
You know, with us, we wanted to make it affordable. We also know that this is our number one fundraising drive for our organization as well.
Yeah.
So I think we found a unique balance for that, or a good balance.
Good for you. A boat of cheese curds.
Boat of cheese curds.
Oh, man. You know what I realized the secret to cheese curds is? To use oil that you've been using for 3 years without changing it. That's the secret. Old, used oil. Because, you know, you go to these county fairs across the, you know, state and everything, that oil's not changed daily. I know that's old oil. And that's what makes it good.
I will say that ours was changed regularly.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah, we're not running a two-bit show here.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so how'd the festival? Went good, a lot of people?
Festival went great.
A lot of money coming in?
I think we had over 6,000 people on Friday night for the kickoff with the fireworks and the first band, which was the Breakfast Club. And it just continued on from there. Saturday, Sunday, both had great showings. And, you know, my favorite part was, I think I mentioned to you when we first talked about this, our goal was to have a family-friendly event.
Yeah.
We did not have one incident in which our security was needed. Everything was, you know, it was truly a community enjoying itself.
Excellent.
And no one getting out of hand.
Excellent. The weather held out?
Yeah, we had two nights of gales. It was Sunday night and Monday night. Those, I don't know if you remember, but at about 10 p.m., we had two derechos come through with high winds. And yeah, they were instantaneous 15-20-minute storms.
Wow.
But they took out multiple tents for us, some of our vendors.
Really?
Did some damage.
Because I live right up the block.
Slept through it. But yeah, we took some damage on those two nights.
Oh, you know what? Right. And that's when a lot of power went out.
Yes.
My power went out for 22 hours, but not because of a storm. My neighbor's tree on a beautiful sunny day the other day, right before the storms came in, knocked down two of the power lines.
Yeah.
22 hours.
Yep.
And the whole neighborhood was out.
Yeah, that was, I know friends in town that were out for half a day from the weather, but, things like that happen. But, yeah, beyond that, we only had one day we only had one day where the waves were really bad. We had 4 to 6 footers that particular day. Beyond that, the rest of the week was very fishable.
Does that, when you have a storm out of the lake, does that move the fish around a little bit and get them excited so they bite the line and say, I want to get out of this lake?
Yes and no. I mean, it does a lot of things. We had a full moon during the second weekend.
Does that do anything?
Absolutely. So the full moon, clear skies on certain days, the changes of the wind moving the hot and cold water. We normally have what's called a thermocline set up where the water is warm above, and then there's kind of a defined break, and then it is colder water below. And as those winds push water different directions, that thermocline can move up and down. If it's constant out of the west and pushes the warm water out, the shoremen have a really good year. When it kind of stratifies in that 50 to 75 foot of water, you know, not a lot of shore fish, and the fishing goes out deeper, and the shore guys might have to move to different ports where there's colder water. So it impacts the boaters, it impacts the shoremen, it impacts everybody in the event.
Maybe I'll start with the kiddie pond next year.
It was a great week of catching.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that next year with the kiddie pond. I'll start slow and work my way up. Well, Josh, I'm glad it came out a big success. Now, do the push one more time. Somebody wants to get involved with Salmonorama next year, what do they do?
Yeah, reach out to us either through the Salmon Unlimited Facebook page, Salmon Unlimited Wisconsin.
Or, oh, that's easy.
Yeah, or the Salmonorama Facebook page through the Messenger. Or reach out to me via email at josh@suwis.org. Again, we're just looking for individuals to help make this a success for the community. And, you know, again, to... I should also take a moment to thank some of our key sponsors off the event, but Yamaha Motors, Lynch GMC Stores, Visit Racine County, Mount Pleasant Tourism Commission, Town Bank for the fireworks, all of our great sponsors for the divisional and even the partnerships like Old Timers Athletic Club for the youth fishing pond in the shore division. Educators Credit Union for that. Johnson Pump came in big to help make that kids' pond. They actually bought the pond and the chiller that made that whole thing a success. So many different sponsors that came in and helped make this a success for the community.
Well, that's great. I like to see that. And again, we used to broadcast, when I first came here in 1991 to the station, my first thing to do was broadcast from Salmonorama.
Yeah.
And a fledgling congressman just got a brand new job. Paul Ryan sat in with me for the whole night.
Yeah, he looked younger than I do now.
Yeah, I showed you the picture. he just got started.
That was back when Tuesday Optimus ran the event. Yeah, so we haven't done anything quite this large in our generation of ownership, Salmon Unlimited. So this was to make it special for the 50th. We'll see where we go next year after tonight's meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay, Josh Sobchuk, who is the president of Salmon Unlimited, who puts on Salmonorama every year, and it was a good success. That's what we like to hear. 732 WRJN. We're going to head off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, find out what's going on with Stuart J. Waddle. Stuart, what do you have for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A biker suffered a broken wrist and road rash after crashing into a school bus on I-94 in Kenosha County. The crash Friday happened when two sport bikes were reportedly weaving through traffic at speeds of up to 140 miles an hour. One ended up changing lanes and hit the back of a bus. A 20-year-old Milwaukee man was cited for having no insurance and failure to maintain control. There were no kids on the bus. It'll be a hot and humid week of weather. Temps will be reaching the mid to upper 80s with rain chances through Friday. The National Weather Service warns that high dew points will make it feel even hotter, possibly into the 90s. The latest coming up in the forecast. A $100 incentive is in place for people in Racine. The City of Racine's Department of Community Safety wants people to take part in creating a comprehensive safety plan. There's an opportunity for folks to share their perspectives on what safety means to them and how the city can better address their needs. Those taking the online survey will be entered into a raffle for a chance to win a $100 gift card. There's more on the city's website. There were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out during the Country Thunder Music Festival. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations topped the list with 54 citations. Disorderly conduct accounted for the highest number of criminal arrests at 10. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Heavy rains across Wisconsin have significantly impacted bug populations. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you with the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday. There's an insect in particular that can wreak havoc in both farm fields and your home garden. We'll talk about it next.
It isn't a Wisconsin summer without the Wisconsin State Fair. Again this year, the Midwest Farm Report brings you stories from the show ring to the midway and from the food to the auctions. For full Wisconsin State Fair coverage, visit MidwestFarmReport.com or follow along on our podcast. This year's Wisconsin State Fair coverage is sponsored by Gums Farms of Endeavor. Locally owned, Gums Farms brings produce from their family farm to your family's table. Check them out at GumsFarmsWI.com.
Wisconsin's state entomologist PJ Leash says that with the heavy rains that we've seen this spring and summer, he has seen more earwigs. These insects can be problematic for both farmers and gardeners.
A few things stand out to me that I've been seeing some issues with, both in crop fields, but also in home gardens and in ornamental plantings and yards, so flowers and trees and shrubs and things like that. And a couple of things that stand out to me would be some pests like earwigs, which are mostly active after dark, and they can chew notches in leaves. And so if you are a farmer or a gardener and you look at your plants and you can't figure out what's causing the damage, one suggestion I have been throwing out there to folks is head out after dark with a flashlight or a headlamp, because earwigs can cause damage after dark.
PJ Leash is Wisconsin's state entomologist. He's also known as the Wisconsin Bug Guy. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
You're invited to Close Farms and Country Fest in Chippewa County for this year's Farm Technology Days, growing to the tune of success. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the future of agriculture. There's also food trucks, music, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 13th through the 15th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Well, it's official. The first grant recipients for the Agricultural Road Improvement Program have been named, and the money is on its way out. $50 million is going to help rebuild local roads that carry nearly 11 billion pounds of agricultural goods every year. Wisconsin Farm Bureau President Brad Olson says a farmer's largest hurdle to getting products to market is often the road at the end of their driveway. These grants can help remedy those problems. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation got applications for five times the amount of available funding. Wisconsin Farm Bureau encourages growers and local governments who didn't get funding in this round to apply for another $100 million that will become available this fall. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high today, 82, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm and a high in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Go sweet, as a honeybee, but like a honey.
cloudy day today. Showers and thunderstorms likely, highs near 80. Right now, partly sunny, 72 degrees here at Radio Park. Raising in the grass is gas. Human mass a killer at WRJN.
Dream believer and a home.
local news and timeless hits at WRJN. I guess NBC is trying a whole bunch of gimmicks to get people interested in the Olympics. Here's one for you. NBC is putting heart rate monitors on the Olympic competitors' parents, then showing the results on screen as they watch their child take on the biggest challenges of their sports career. NBC is doing this as another way to gamify the broadcast, adding another layer of drama to follow outside the actual competition. I just think they're doing it to figure out something to get more people interested. It's not a bad idea. Speaking about parents, a poll looked at why some people don't plan to have kids and found out these are the top reasons. I just don't want children. I want to focus on other things. Concerns about the state of the world. I can't afford a child. Only 20% said, I don't like kids. I'm glad my parents like kids. Because it would be different for me if they didn't like them, huh?
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help. Serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
I have a niece and nephew. My nephew's a little baby. The other day I was at my sister's house, that's where they live, and my nephew was taking a nap down the hallway, right? We're all drinking beers in the living room. We're a fun family. I get up, I'm like, I'm gonna grab another beer. Does anybody need anything? My sister goes, hey, while you're up, could you check on the baby? I was like, I don't even know what that means. She goes, you know what I mean? Just go down there, make sure he's still breathing and hasn't rolled out of bed. I was like, wait a minute, there's a chance that your baby is dead down the hallway? What? That's your parental system? Periodically dispatch a relative to see if your baby has passed away? I was like, hey, would you mind checking on the baby? Because I'm not sure how to come back here with possibly the worst news ever. I gotta walk back into a party with a fresh beer. Hey! I just checked on the baby. You may want to sit down for this. It's pretty serious.
For romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Bob,
Get ready. 57 years. WRJN was Rosina Kenosha's home for the home of Paul Harvey. His noon broadcast was a staple on every radio station in the country. And later, his incredible series, The Rest of the Story. Keep listening for exciting news about something special you want to set your alarms to.
You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your hat strategically dipped below.
Simon, local news and timeless hits, WRJN, you're so vain from 1972. What the heck is this all about? An apartment complex in Toronto had to ask residents to stop throwing poop at electrical workers while they tried to restore power after the storm. What the heck was going on there, huh?
Don Rosen.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
DC 5. Catch us if you can. Dave Clark, 5 WRJN. Local news and timeless hits are back. Pass it on to tell a friend at WRJN. All right, before we get to the real news, I have some moron news here. I've got the trifecta of moron news. Four armed robbers in Los Angeles got caught after one of them posted a photo of himself holding a bunch of stolen cash on Instagram. A 22-year-old in Seattle tried to steal a fire engine, got arrested because he couldn't figure out how to get the release off the parking brake. And a guy in England spiked a woman's drink. She realized it, switched the drinks with him. He drank it instead. The cops came. He was kind of groggy. He got sentenced to 12 years in prison. Moron news from WRJN. It's 8 o'clock. Let's check the real news now from CBS. And then we've got Stuart J. Waddles in at the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with local news right here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour in Northern California, where the massive Park Fire has now been